I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade-A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback
and the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
Yeah, sorry to burst your whoopee cushion with that one there, Scott Mitchell. Welcome back to the program. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks for being with us. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery. It's that time of the night for our NFL Roundup, all the best, juiciest NFL stories. As we walk into conference championship weekend that's coming up, obviously, I always get thrown off by the holidays at the front end of the week because it still feels like Monday, Scott. It was, you know, first world problem, I guess, to have.
So there's only four teams left, right?
There's only four teams left.
Whoever wins this week goes to the Super Bowl.
The old Superb Owl, yeah.
It still seems like there should be another week.
Well, you know what? This is why the NFL's really good at like promos and stuff, because they show the promos like there are still 14 teams that are in this hunt, you know?
Is
the Super Bowl going on? When is the Super Bowl happen?
I
told my son that the Pro Bowl
was
going to be
virtual. Maybe they counted the votes and they found out that there was a little bit of hanky panky going on, and maybe some of the other teams are going to get another shot. I don't know.
Or mark it down. Mark it down. Let's see here.
We have this controversy in everything else we do. We might as well put it in sports.
I just want to put down in the books here when you mention hanky panky on KSL's Unrivaled.
Hanky panky, yeah. And you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
That's not what it's about. Okay. Okay. So with our NFL news, I want to roll something out here for you. And I know this is a troll thing. I know it's just like a hot take by a talking head in the media. But Colin Cowherd today rolled out that he thinks that the NFL should wait for Patrick Mahomes to be well, so that an AFC championship game can be played with the league's most recognizable and current most popular person in the league. And I tend to agree with the sentiment, at least. I don't think.
I know
it's not going to happen. And I don't really. But the thing is, I have to kind of own this argument, Scott, because I made that argument about the Ohio State game when they were talking about, well, COVID protocols, we don't know if this team's going to be ready. They'll just have to put anybody on the field. I was like, no, I don't want to see that. I don't care about the Chiefs or the Bills, really. Like, they're not my team. I'm fine with either story. I don't hate either of those teams, so this is kind of a win already for me. But as a consumer of just the product of NFL on TV, I want the best thing there on TV, and that's not Chad Henne facing off against Josh Allen. NFL guys, they have to go through and cut the promo this week and put Chad Henne throwing a football around. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but here's the thing, okay? They've never done that, Alex. And that's part of the drama of what actually makes it exciting. Can Chad Henne, the unheralded guy that no one gives any kind of expectation to, can he come in and can he be that person? You know, Tom Brady didn't start off as Tom Brady when he got his shot to play. And I know Chad Henne's been around for a while, and he's probably deemed a backup quarterback kind of guy.
For sure. And he's not.
But that's part of football is one of those things where the injuries change the dynamic of the game. And can teams adjust to that? Can they figure it out? Because sometimes the opposing team goes, hey, Patrick Mahomes is not playing. We got this in the bag.
Right.
And what they run into is they don't know anything about the guy who's behind him because they haven't seen anything, because he hasn't played, right? So they don't have any tendencies. They don't have a really strong conviction of how to defend the guy. So they just kind of play it straight up, more vanilla.
Well,
or maybe they get really aggressive.
Okay, but hear me out. I didn't have.
I, I,
I didn't have it. It works in the reverse too, because when Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs were kind of handling business against the Browns, and it was 19-10 and or 19-3 or whatever it was, you felt like nobody was going to get back into this thing. When he got hurt, I was a fan of not him being hurt, but I was a fan of it, of Chad Henne coming in, because it was going to be a closer game in that moment. Like, okay, now the Browns might be able to get in this thing. And that's why maybe the intrigue is look, it's COVID time, Scott. We can make up new rules. So let's get the healthiest people on the field. Come on.
Yeah, but you can make them up for COVID. I can understand that, because this is a once in a, you know, a millennia type of situation. So I get that with Ohio State. But with this, I love to watch Patrick Mahomes. When it first happened that he was injured, I was like, oh, great. You know, and it's like now I kind of don't want to watch this because, you know, Patrick Mahomes isn't in. I want to see Patrick Mahomes. But here's what I lived this, Alex. I was Chad Henne. I was the guy that came in for, well, you know, he'll never be able to replace Dan Marino. It's there's no shot there.
Oh, Henne did an amazing job too. He came in and made those conversions and everything. It was awesome.
And when the guy that nobody gives a chance to comes in and kind of says, you know, in your face with all of this, because, you know, I'm not chump change or whatever. And so I like those storylines that happen in the NFL. Now, I hate this about injuries in the NFL. I hate when it becomes decimating, when you just have one injury after another, and it's not really who your team is. It's just you just were unfortunate to have this massive streak of injuries that you just couldn't replace players in. So to some degree, I get it. I understand, and it's not a bad thought. But there is another storyline there.
There's some precedent
another way
there.
To go.
Yeah. And, you know, we move right on. We don't just like cater to, hey, there's an injury to their best player. Fine. I guess we'll wait on that. It's not fair to these other teams too, who, you know, have dealt with injuries throughout the season and whatever. But let me bring up something else.
I guarantee
here.
The Buffalo Bills are just elated.
Speaking of the Bills, something happened during the I think it was right after the Bills Ravens game, or maybe it was the day after. Kurt Warner, former he's in the Hall of Fame, isn't he? Kurt Warner.
Yeah. Shocker.
Super Bowl winner and guy in the Hall of Fame, former NFL quarterback. He was doing this breakdown, and he said and they were talking about this Bills and Ravens game, and he goes, yeah, you always hate when the weather plays a factor in these games and blah, blah, blah. He was talking about the, you know, how windy the conditions were there. I think Justin Tucker, who never misses, doinked one in the wind and everything. Fine, that's Western New York this time of year anyway. But he made an interesting point, and I wonder what your thoughts are on it, Scott, because he said, yeah, I wish that game could have been played indoors just to see what happens. And then he goes, you know what? I wish that all NFL playoff games were played indoors. So it was just like the pure just playing, didn't have to worry about any of those elements. Thoughts on it?
The thing about those conditions is, and it's like what Arnold Palmer used to say, you know, this golf course was ridiculous. These conditions are just unplayable. And he's like, yeah, they're unplayable for all of us. Like, no one has an advantage. Who has the advantage is who can actually kind of play in spite of the conditions,
right,
or deal with them or minimize them or manage the game in a way where, you know, look, these kickers are really good. And if they know which way the wind is blowing, then they make a slight adjustment to it. These guys aren't, you know, Pop Warner kids, you know, out there for the first time. Although I can tell you, when I was a holder, you know, I used to hold for kicks and stuff like
sure.
that. Oh,
yeah, sure. Backup quarterback
and
duties,
course,
man.
Yeah. Well, the only time I fumbled a snap was in really, really windy conditions in Buffalo, New York. So I get it. I know it's tough, but I love the potential of weather and how it can impact the game and how – you know, because it makes football even more dramatic and
well. Think
and
about that. Think about that.
Where,
think,
you know, it's in a driving rainstorm, or, and you see some guys, Alex, that it just doesn't bother, and other people, you know, they just melt.
Think about that. The Tuck Rule game, and
right.
What's just as amazing as the Tuck Rule situation that happened in that game was that these guys were playing in 4.5 inches of snow. You know, that heavy, heavy snow. And that's intriguing to me. I don't want them all to just be.
Well, and Adam Vinatieri in those conditions
was money.
Drilled those field goals. That's awesome.
Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go. Our 2-minute drill to wrap the show up next. Stay with us here. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio. Be right back.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.